TSA officer Rob Henry was in the headlines worldwide when he jumped to his death at Orlando International Airport in February. So who was Rob Henry? 90.7's Danielle Pryor brings us a story of a man trying to get home to avoid his bullies.
When Sylvia Henry thinks about her son Rob, one of the first things she remembers is his love of Disney movies.
He loved to sing along with the songs of the Disney movies. He would sing that little song of, was it Sleeping Beauty? I know you. I walked with you. Before, you know, that movie, he would sing the whole song.
Here's sound from a video of Rob singing that song.
You love me at once, like I did once upon a dream.
His childhood dream of living near Orlando's theme parks was one of the reasons Rob transferred from Dulles International Airport to Orlando International Airport. He left his family in Virginia trying to become his own man. But in Orlando, that dream turned into a nightmare.
Here in Orlando, people behind his back called him Lurch.
That's Stan Tucholsky. He was Rob's supervisor at Dulles and then again in Orlando. He was also Rob's coworker and friend. Tucholsky says Rob took a pay cut and even a demotion to come to Orlando, but Rob wasn't prepared for the bullying he'd get from managers and other officers.
I never saw him as a lurch. I knew him to be intelligent. I knew him to be someone who dearly loved his parents and enjoyed his brothers.
He says not enough of Rob's managers got to know him this way. He says Rob could seem quiet and even withdrawn in Orlando. Shortly after Rob arrived at the airport, problems started.
And I think because of that, you know, people misread him, and then people presumed things about him, and people ostracized him. And sometimes in the misunderstandings, things developed.
Brenda Shear is a retired TSA officer who took Rob Henry under her wing. She says the bullying took several forms, including Rob getting written up for things in excess.
He could be doing the exact same thing as somebody else, like have their phone out, and he would be the one getting written up, and somebody else wouldn't get written up because they were buddy-buddy with a supervisor or manager or lead.
Shear says coworkers would also make fun of him behind his back.
He walked away from the podium, and all of them just started talking, saying, he's the weirdest man I've ever met in my entire life. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. And I was standing there, and I looked at everybody, and I went, y'all need to just shut up. I'm done with all of you. And I walked away.
That's when she started to stand up to his bullies, and Rob and her became a team.
My eyes were opened, and I went, you need me. Wherever you are, you find me. I'm there. You know, don't worry about it. I got your back.
When space opened up on her family's farm in St. Cloud, Shearer invited Rob to come live with her and her two adult sons.
He fit right in with the family. He was so sweet and had a big rip-roaring laugh that, you know, they would sit there at the dining room table and I'd be like, what are we talking about? Can we talk Star Wars? Because I at least understand that.
Rob found a home and a second family in Central Florida with Brenda Shearer's family. He taught her sons video games, drove the oldest to Valencia College, took them to see Marvel movies. But Shearer says this didn't make the bullying any less hard on Rob.
He said they kept moving me around. They kept putting me in places nobody else would go. You know, I said, Robert, be strong. You got this. I've got your back. There's people there that care about you. And we just need to get you out of that airport.
Tucholsky remembers telling Rob he should move back home to Virginia in 2018, a year before Rob died. Lawmakers were talking about privatizing the Orlando TSA, and no one was sure if they'd have a job when it was all over.
Rob was experiencing some difficulty at that time, and I remember having a conversation with him in the food court and saying, you know, Rob, why don't you go back to Dulles. I said, you thrived in Dulles.
But Tucholsky says Rob told him that he'd just gotten written up for having his phone out. That meant Rob would have to wait a year before he could apply for a transfer.
Well, you know, I can't transfer because I have a discipline. You have to wait a year before you can be eligible for transfer.
Brenda Shearer said things would follow a pattern with Rob, like the time last fall he was the only officer to spot a bag that shouldn't have gone through security.
He was the only one, and he got a $500 spot award. So, I mean, he would be exceptional, and then they would ding him for something.
On February 2nd, Rob sent an email to close friends and family. In it, he said he couldn't help but make himself a target of management. He'd fallen asleep on the job, a severe offense in the TSA, and had gotten written up. Tucholsky and Scheer said if Rob had been able to hold on through March, he would have been able to transfer back home. Instead, he jumped to his death from the balcony of the Hyatt Regency Hotel at the airport. About a year before he died, Sylvia Henry said Rob called saying he wanted to come home.
He just wanted to come home and get away from this horrid situation that he found himself in. It was just a toxic mix. I mean, it was, he felt he had no other way to go. He knew he wouldn't be getting out of there.
One of the last times Sylvia saw her son alive, the family spent time together at the Kennedy Space Center. She says Rob and his brothers recreated photos from their childhood. Sylvia says she's still doing that in a way. She keeps one of Rob's voicemails, a birthday message to her, on her phone.
Hey, Mom, this is Robert. Just wanted to catch you. Wanted to wish you a happy birthday. But you think I've forgotten about you, because I think about you guys every day. Catch up with you later, then, I guess. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I'm having a little bit better success in remembering a few things about Robert and feeling and smiling about him, because I want to remember. I don't want to forget anything.
She says for his family and friends, this means remembering the man with the gentle spirit and the kind heart. She says his tombstone reads, "Beloved son, brother, protector." I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
If you or someone you know is depressed or thinking about suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255, or you can text the crisis text line at 741-741. Both are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit WMFE.org/TSA for the full investigation, TSA in Turmoil.